This podcast is brought to you by Military OneSource. Maybe you're just having one of those weeks. Your computer crashed at work and you lost an important file you were working on. Your child was up all night with an ear infection. Your heater broke on the coldest week of the year, and you had to spend half of your paycheck to fix it. Add these everyday stressors to the possible stress of military life, deployments, frequent moves, and a fast-paced and often dangerous work environment, and it's easy for smaller issues to snowball into major stress. You don't have to let small problems compound and become major issues. Confidential help is available to you at no cost. Reach out for confidential, non-medical counseling and learn how to cope with everyday stressors. Non-medical counseling can help with a variety of short-term issues. You can receive non-medical counseling to help develop skills to manage everyday challenges and those specifically related to military life. Suitable issues for non-medical counseling can include relocation adjustment, separation, reintegration, relationship issues, parenting skills, communication, anger management, grief, stress, deployment, coping skills, interpersonal skills, and occupational or academic issues. Military OneSource offers confidential help for children and youth, too. They can receive help with issues including family relationships, school issues, adjustment to deployment or separation, and grief and loss. Military children from ages 6 through 12 may be seen in a family counseling context with at least one parent attending each session. Youths from age 13 through 17 are eligible for individual face-to-face counseling through Military OneSource, but a parent must attend the first session. Very young children, 0 through 5-year-olds, are not eligible for face-to-face non-medical counseling under the Military OneSource program, and online and over-the-phone non-medical counseling services are not available for children and youth. There are some issues which are not suitable for non-medical counseling. It is not intended to address such issues as active suicidal or homicidal thoughts, sexual assault, child abuse, domestic violence, alcohol and substance abuse, or mental health conditions such as depression and anxiety. Non-medical counseling is also not suitable for those who have been prescribed psychoactive medication or who are currently receiving therapy with another practitioner. Nor is it appropriate for family advocacy program cases, fitness for duty evaluations, or court-ordered counseling. People in need of longer-term behavioral health care or medical counseling for conditions such as post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and depression should seek treatment in a military treatment facility or through TRICARE. There are three ways you can receive confidential non-medical counseling through Military OneSource. You can receive no-cost non-medical counseling face-to-face, online at www.militaryonesource.mil, or over the phone by calling 800-342-9647. The Military and Family Life Counseling Program also provides non-medical counseling, both on and off the installation, at no cost to service members and their families. Military and Family Life Counselors are located at installation military and family support centers, child development centers, schools, camps for children, other community locations, and embedded within some military units. You can find a counselor at any of these locations on the installation or through the Joint Family Support Assistance Program. Joint Family Support Assistance Program service providers in every state often include military and family life counselors and child and youth behavioral military and family life counselors. This program makes non-medical counseling accessible for geographically isolated or dispersed service members, such as active duty National Guard and Reserve. Discussions between you and your counselor are strictly confidential. However, there are some special circumstances which would require a counselor to report what was said in your counseling session. If a counselor believes that you may be a danger to yourself or others, they are required to report it to the proper authorities. A counselor would also be required to report your involvement in domestic violence or other violence against another person, child abuse or neglect, or any illegal activity. Remember, confidential help is available to you at no cost and at a time and place convenient to you. Reach out for confidential non-medical counseling and learn how to cope with everyday stressors. There's no wrong door. For more information, visit Military OneSource at www.militaryonesource.mil, an official Department of Defense website.